A very good evening po sa inyong lahat. Welcome muli dito sa ating programang The Carding Show. This is your host, Kuya Carding. To all the viewer of the Carding Show, today it's another special day because we have a brother, a friend, a pastor, a singer, a songwriter. What else? He is the pastor of Team Ministry International. Yes, where I am the regional Asia director, and of course he is also a recording artist with an anointed, powerful voice. Without much ado, my friend, let's welcome our guest for today. He is Moses Ako. How are you, Pastor Moses?
Thank you, Bishop. I'm very good. Good to be here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad to see you again.
Thank you so much.
After nine years. We are together.
I know, yes.
And
yes.
Most of the time, we're all busy.
So
we're
busy.
We're just serving God. And,
Bishop.
Many transactions, many
kingdom work.
Singing,
appointment, yes.
And so many things
so
we are
many,
doing.
Huh? So many.
So finally, after nine years, we are here together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the
Lord. And welcome to the Carding Show.
Thank
this
you so
is
much.
My new program.
Amen.
How is life moving right now for 1.5 years
yes.
of the pandemic
wow.
happening worldwide? What's happening to your
personal
ministry
life,
and your personal life? Did it affect you?
Yes, Bishop, it's been a shock to the world, and no one saw it coming. I mean, no matter how much we prepared, it's really hit us hard. Personally, it did two things for me. It made me to grow my faith more because there was nothing else to lean on to. And thank God for the church we have, Team Ministries, where we are taught faith, where you teach faith all the time, where we survive in crisis. And what it did for me, first 3 months, it was weird. I was just in the house. I couldn't go anywhere. I was like, is this how it's going to be? But as time went on, it's kind of increased my level of faith. The second thing it did to me was that it made me to actually appreciate life more, because people have died, and people are still dying in other parts of the world. It made me to appreciate every day, every single day, and give glory to God. So yes,
wow.
Bishop.
By the way, in Nigeria, I saw your uncle.
Yes,
he's a powerful word. What do you call him?
He's a revivalist and word evangelist. Yes,
evangelist.
Yes, Bishop.
Healer.
Yes.
Miracle worker.
Yes, Bishop.
Paul Eneche. Doctor Paul Eneche. He's really a doctor in medical.
He's actually
doctor.
A doctor, a medical doctor. Yes.
And of course, I can see how faith worked.
Yes.
I never heard any big news about pandemic in Nigeria,
yes,
in
Bishop.
Africa.
Yes, Bishop.
So what's the secret?
Right. The Nigerians are very faith-based people, and they believe so much in faith, in, okay, we can overcome this. So even when in the first 3 months, everybody was locked down. But after that, as soon as they opened a little bit that the church can gather, people started to go to the church in mass and started to pray. And that was what happened when we had Ebola. The other time we had Ebola, Nigeria prayed and prayed and prayed, and they got it out.
Wow.
Yes, Bishop. Yeah, and right now, even my uncle, Pastor Paul, is doing crusades of thousands of people gathered.
Without face masks.
Without face masks.
Without face
shield. Nothing.
Without the cases, alcohol.
Yes, Bishop. And the cases in Nigeria are...
So faith really works.
Yes, faith works, Bishop. Faith
wow.
works.
Wow.
Faith works.
So you are in the Philippines for 9 years already.
Yes, Bishop.
And hope you can support.
Yes.
And teach more of our brethren
about faith.
To activate their faith.
Yes, yes.
Well, we also have faith.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I will tell you, or somebody, some other Christian, they will tell you, what do you mean? Do we don't have the
yes,
same faith?
The same faith, yes.
We also have faith.
Yes, Bishop.
Yes. So what do you think is
the difference?
The teaching about faith you can add to the faith of the Filipino?
So I believe that, like Jesus said, that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed,
yeah.
you can say to this mountain, be thou removed. So I believe that it's not only, it's okay to say, I have faith. The next step is say. Like Jesus said, if you have a faith as small as a mustard seed, that's the first step. The next step is to say to this mountain, be thou removed. So I think a lot of Christians have the faith, but they are not saying. They are not speaking. They are not moving into action. And faith without works, like the Bible said, is dead. So if I don't have food in the house, God already gave us faith. So the next step is I have to declare, I have to decree that I have this. And then God will give an idea. And then we move into action. Because God is not going to just say, sit down there. He's going to say, move. So I believe, Bishop, that that's the difference between the faith that works and the faith that is dead.
Yeah,
yes,
you are right. But can I boast?
Yes.
Because the Filipino, they have a big faith.
So big.
You know why they have a big faith?
Yes.
The masses. Most of them are, hand to foot, hand to mouth.
Hand to mouth.
Yes. So they have so much faith.
So much.
For 10 years, for 20 years, for 30 years, for 40 years, for 50 years.
Yes.
They are still eating.
Yeah,
they're still
right.
alive.
Yes, yes.
Because of their faith.
That's true.
But I think the question is, how about this kind of faith that will... protect them against this virus.
Right. That internal faith. I think it comes to believing that God has already made provision. The Bible says that by his stripes we are healed.
Yes.
So that belief and holding on to the word of Christ, knowing that no evil shall befall us. Shalom says nothing broken, nothing missing, nothing lacking. Holding on to that. And I've actually seen some level of great faith in the Philippines. Like, this is one of the countries where there is typhoon after typhoon and destruction. But there is something about the people that they do not give up. They just always, go forward. Even when things are destroyed, you see them smiling. You see the
feel.
And that's one thing I've learned about the Filipino people.
Yes.
That smiling, knowing that tomorrow is going to be better, you know.
Yes.
So that's faith.
Yes, that's
faith.
What I'm telling
yes.
you.
Yes.
That's why when there's a typhoon,
uh-huh.
calamities, they are still smiling because they have so much faith.
Yes.
They know that someone up there is helping them.
Is helping and watching. Yes.
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 So, well, maybe it's a super faith.
Super faith.
That they all rely on God.
Yes,
right?
Collectively, the
yeah,
whole
so
nation.
By the way,
yes,
let me ask you another question.
Yes, Bishop.
So in your time, like your ministry, and I like the way you are doing. Why?
Thank you.
You are a pastor and you are a singer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you are a born singer. It's
yes.
your gift.
Yes.
Me, from nowhere, I am not a singer. I don't have any dream to be one or to have some concert.
Yes.
But it's happening to me now.
Yes.
It's
yes.
the grace of God,
and
the extravagant grace of
Bishop.
God. He talked to me. He inspired me. And I have some... It's
albums.
My sixth album already.
Wow.
So they told me, we are artists. We are best. Our voice are best. And we are one of the best singers. We can be proud of it. that we are a good singer.
Yes.
But we only have three songs. Why you are not a singer, Bishop Carding, but you have six albums and still
albums,
going.
Yes.
The message, the rhythm and everything, the melody, they are coming. Keep on coming.
Yes.
Well, I say I have one album, I'm happy already. But six albums, and I hope I'm not hearing wrong.
Right.
I hope I'm hearing right.
Yes.
God is telling me I will have 20 albums.
Wow.
How long? I don't know.
I'm
but,
inspired.
Yes, but I admire you. Why? Because to be a preacher with a beautiful voice, huh?
Yes.
As you preach, as you sing, people are touched,
Double.
People are converted.
Yes.
The anointing is so powerful.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes, Bishop.
You know, my dear audience, you need to hear some song from my guest, from Moses Ako.
Glory to God.
You even I know you even joined the competition in the Filipino TV competition, ABS-CBN,
yes,
before.
Bishop. Yes.
How many years?
That was in 2016.
What's the show about?
It's
what's
called
the name?
I Love OPM.
I Love OPM.
And I sang Tagalog songs.
Wow.
Yeah, I was fifth runner-up on the competition.
Wow.
Yes, yes.
I want you, you know, a suggestion that you sing more of Filipino songs.
I will.
Filipino love foreigner
yes.
who love their language.
Their language. I'm planning to sing some of your songs,
Bishop. Oh, yes. You
yes.
told me. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, in your ministry, do you experience, how old when you are become a Christian?
I was born into a Christian home, but I had a personal encounter at the age of 13.
Mm.
That was when I actually got the voice. I wasn't born with the voice. I had an encounter at a youth camp, and then that was when I received the gift of worship of the voice. Yes.
So how did you come to know Christ? Do you have any testimony?
Yes. It happened like I went for the camp. Before that, I was a very stubborn kid. If you call my mother, my mother would tell you if they say stay here, no, I've left, I've gone. I was destructive.
Mm.
But in the youth camp as a teenager, we had a 3-day retreat.
Yes.
And I was there in the camp, and on the second night we had a bonfire, and as the leader began to pray, we had a fasting that day. As the leader began to pray, he told us to surrender our life. But before that time, I always surrendered, you know, say, Lord, you know, but I never had an encounter inside the heart. But that day was the day that everything turned around. I came back home. My mother started to notice changes. I started to want to sing. I started to go to church.
Wow.
And it has been church. From that time till today.
Wow.
Yes, Bishop.
So, you know, our viewers are all over the world.
Yes.
And they are so excited, and they want to hear more from you.
Yeah.
So how about in the ministry? Do you experience any challenges? Like people stop you or look down on you?
Yeah.
Or do you have any experience?
Yes.
Any obstacle?
Yes, Bishop. And I think as leaders, as a leader personally, I've experienced these challenges. But it has actually, it's like coming under the light of God and exposing things that need to be taken out.
Yeah.
So it has been challenging people, different kinds of people that you have to lead. People who are at this level of maturity, that level, several kinds of people. And it has been challenging, but it has also been a growth process for me. Through that, I have learned how to love people and how to be patient with people. But before, Bishop, oh my goodness, I was like a terrorist. I was very difficult, you know.
But how about some specific experiences?
Specific experiences.
Yeah, like you cannot forget that
oh my goodness.
Incident. It's not about you
yes.
persecuting other people.
Yes.
I'm asking if you experienced somebody who persecuted you.
I have had experiences. Okay, this particular experience I can never forget. It was, I don't know if I should say this.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, the audience and the people.
They're learning.
They want people who tell them bluntly.
Real. Okay.
So that they will trust you, not because of your message.
That's right.
But of course it counts.
Yes.
But the first thing is, they see your character.
Yes.
They see your attitude. That's why many of them, they like me.
That's right.
Of course, some
real.
Don't like too. But better... Because they know I'm very real.
Real.
I'm very prank.
Yes, yes, yes.
But now I'm changed for the... I'm better now.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
I now have love. And now I'm living, I'm teaching grace.
That's right.
So I still rebuke them.
Yes.
But rebuking with love.
With love. With
so
love.
I magnetize them now.
Yes.
Before, no. I'm wondering how come they run away.
I know.
Because you are telling them the truth.
The truth.
You are telling them the right thing.
That's right.
But without love.
That's right. That's right. That's
so
right.
How about you?
I've been a worship leader in team ministries.
Yes.
And way back in when I was still in a different branch in Kamuning, and I had I was the worship leader over a group of people. And they are wonderful people. But I had a certain... We had a guitarist at that time who is a very... He's an older person, but I was his leader. And...
Hope you don't mention
name. I will not mention his name. No, no,
public.
No. I will not do that. And that situation was that I was trying to give a certain direction, but he was... He took it very personal. He took it like I was, you know, looking down on him, and I was trying to demean him, and he was really angry. And at some point, he actually left and he walked out.
Yeah.
And oh my goodness! And they started to say a lot of things that I am this and I am that, and I was. And what the Lord taught me in that situation was, how Jesus related with people who didn't like him. Who thought that he was this. He went to them. So what I did, it was very hard, Bishop. It was very difficult. But a leader in church called me and spoke to me and told me, this is what you need to do. You cannot, people are different. So I went after him and I apologized. And that was the beginning for me, a beginning of a journey of learning true leadership. Of true leadership, of having grace, like you spoke, Bishop, you know. So, yeah, that's one of the experiences.
So, you're talking about, you are asking apology.
Yes.
Many audience here, I hope you already do that to them too.
Right,
because,
yes.
Because, you know, people are judgmental.
Very.
After I received the grace ministry,
yes,
that's the time that I become, I will not say... evil against other people.
Right.
But
right.
Before, most of the people are judgmental.
Highly.
Yes.
Highly judgmental.
Now you are saying you say apology to somebody.
Yes. Yes.
How about those other people that you hurt them?
I know. I did not even know.
So at least they know you now.
Yes, they
now,
know.
Now, if later I give you some time,
yes.
You talk to them, maybe some of them
maybe
are watching.
Maybe some of them are watching, and
you
have
can
to
say,
apologize.
Well, sorry.
I am sorry. I will do that, Bishop.
Yeah, you know, I'm very intelligent, man.
Yes, you
because
are.
Because no one on earth are perfect.
That's right. That's right.
We cannot please everybody.
That's right.
So some will not be happy with us.
Yep.
Sometimes even you are preaching the right message, some of our messages are they are offended.
Yeah, even though you
so
say good,
what,
you why, say bad.
What I do, I say sorry for everything. If I hurt you, please forgive me.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm doing it better and better and better now with a smiling face, sorry.
And you have a song called Sorry.
Yes, Sorry.
Beautiful
song.
Loveland.
Loveland. That's my first album.
Yes.
Anyway, talking about those persecution.
It's very hard.
And
Bishop.
Trials.
Yes.
How did you cope with it? Did you tell God that, oh, I'm fed up. I surrender.
Many times, Bishop. Oh my goodness. Oh, many times.
You didn't tell me.
Many times I wanted to give up. I wanted to go back. But the Lord said, this is where I called you to.
Oh.
He told me
I
to.
I thought God say, you don't have an airfare. Just kidding.
Yes, also. You know, there were many times here, being here in the Philippines for 9 years. You know, I studied here from 2012 to 2016. I left 2017, and then I came back in 2019, and I've been here since then. And many times, Bishop, I wanted to leave. And I would go to my leaders, and I would say, I'm tired, I'm going. Because it was difficult. It's a hard road. But each time I said I wanted to leave, God just keeps pressing it in my heart that I must stay. I must finish the work that I was sent here to do.
Yeah.
And that's an encouragement for anyone watching. It can be difficult. That road is a narrow path. It's very narrow. It's full of ups and downs, but it's all a journey of Christ being formed inside of us, you know, conforming to
so
Christ.
So I heard somebody saying that, one of the preacher,
yes,
that if you everybody will pass a tunnel of darkness.
Yes.
But he told me that when you pass that dark tunnel, you must not stop. You must keep on moving, because it's the tunnel is only for a few minutes.
Yes,
or
Bishop.
One day only.
Yes, Bishop.
So you have to continue, move on, move in.
Yes.
And after that, it's the light.
The light. There's light at the
There's
end of the tunnel.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
That's
but
true.
But some of the people, when they got some trouble and problem, they just stop.
They stop.
They stop inside the darkened tunnel.
And wallow in self-pity.
Yes, so don't stop.
Yes.
All of you, my audience, please don't stop.
Do not stop.
Move on.
Do not stop.
Okay, so my last, we have so much to talk about.
It's already time
for us to.
Bishop.
Yes, I know the audience are already blessed.
Amen.
Please, can you talk to the audience and talk directly to them?
Okay.
Tell them something that some of them are in their dark tunnel.
Yes.
So tell them something, especially the young people. Tell them about something to encourage them.
Yes.
For them to move higher, for them to be aggressive in serving God.
You know, guys, I just want you to listen to me carefully. We are in a time that is very full of distractions everywhere. When you look on your mobile phone, everybody's on their mobile phone every day. You look through your page, you see somebody doing good. You see this one wearing something that you like, or you see this person progressing. And you look at your life, oh, why am I here? Why am I stuck? Or why do I feel like nothing is happening to my life? I just want to encourage you as young people, that are watching. I'm also a young person. I'm still young. I just want to tell you that what you see on social media, what you see in the media, most of them are not real. So when you try to compare your life with someone else who you think is doing great, you are forfeiting your godly destiny, because God has a specific plan for your life. And you cannot judge your life based on what somebody else is achieving. Where you need to go to find your inheritance is in the Word of God and in the company of believers who believe in you and who will help you to take you to your next level of your journey. So the best thing for you to do is to not get inspiration from media, from social media, because that's the in thing. You know, social media, YouTube, TikTok, you know, that's not where you get your life plan. Your life plan, the Bible says, before I formed you, Jeremiah 1, I knew you and I ordained you. So God already knew you, formed you in your mother's womb to do great things. But you cannot find it by going around circles and going to the wrong places. You need to find your destiny in the Word of God. So I just want to leave you with this. If you are confused, if you are depressed, if you feel anxious, if you feel like you don't have anything to look forward, maybe you're 18, 17, 20, 30, or even 35, it's not too late and it's not too early. to start looking at the Word of God, because God has a plan, a destiny plan for you and in the, among believers. So that's what I leave you with. God bless you.
God bless. And Amen. Of course, thank you for your watching this show.